This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. military has sent 50 Marines to strengthen the defense of the U.S. Embassy in Haiti. That move comes after Haitian rebels seized the country's second-largest city and threatened to move on the capital. The government has no army of its own, and the rebels have repeatedly beaten back the country's police forces. We'll start our coverage this morning with NPR's Martin Costi in Port-au-Prince.
Mardi Gras has made for an odd mood here in the Haitian capital. The carnival parade route goes right by the presidential palace, which is protected by a big gun emplacement and a nest of sandbags. Small crowds of revelers gather downtown while armed supporters of President Aristide set up barricades on the roads leading into town. Edison Bien-Aimé runs one of the parade review stands, and he's trying to maintain a carnival frame of mind. But he admits a fight is looming. Most of the population is on Aristide's side, and they're ready to go to battle, Bien-Aimé says. Opponents of the government seem to be in a lighter mood, such as these men gathered around a gas station pump that was burned out in one of the recent anti-government riots. Aristide, you've put us in such a spot, they sing, and they list their grievances against the president and the street gangs who support him. The Prime Minister, Yvonne Neptune, acknowledged the seriousness of the threat.
We have asked the population to mobilize peacefully so that together with the National Police Force, together with the government, we can face that terrorist threat.
It's still not entirely clear how a couple hundred rebels might take the capital, a city of over a million, which is supposed to count on the defenses of several hundred policemen and many more militant Aristide supporters. But given how quickly the police melted away in Cap Haitien over the weekend, the idea of an assault on Port-au-Prince no longer seems so far-fetched. It also has the potential of being quite bloody, given the concentration of pro-government groups in the poorest parts of the capital. Foreign diplomats are still hoping to avert the battle with a political power-sharing deal. They got President Aristide to agree to it on Saturday, but yesterday leaders of the nonviolent political opposition refused to sign on.
I'm sorry, there's a big misunderstanding with the international community.
Opposition leader Charles Baker says the plan is fundamentally flawed because it allows Aristide to remain in office. Baker says Washington and other foreign powers should not be so reluctant to push Aristide out because, Baker says, Aristide has forfeited his legitimacy. And he says the opposition will not be pressured into signing the deal just because of the rebellion in northern Haiti.
In the north, in Gonaïves, we registered 40 deaths, of which the 40 deaths were combatants. In Port-au-Prince, we registered deaths every day of people being harassed and terrorized by Aristide supporters.
Still, the opposition did not turn down the deal outright. They say Secretary of State Colin Powell phoned them, asking them to delay their decision one more day. No one seems to know what could happen in 24 hours to change the opposition leaders' minds, but there has been behind-the-scenes talk that the peace deal could be expanded to include some sort of armed international force, not just to protect the government from the rebels, but also to protect the opposition from Aristide and from his supporters. Martin Costi, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.